and 20. These cases all involve some 1280 spacings in the same general area, and we have consolidated the exhibits for all of these cases into one set of exhibits, and there's one set of witnesses. So these will truly be consolidated cases. And the witnesses will be Tom Cirola in land, Orion Skinner in geology, and Chris Needs, I believe, N-I-E-D-Z, in engineering.
Okay. Say Cirola?
Yes, S-I-I-R-O-L-A. Are Orion and Chris also in there?
Yes, they are.
And you're on the speakerphone and in the hearing room, and Tom Cirola will be the first witness.
Mr. Cirola, this is Charles Carvel, the hearing officer. Do you promise to tell the truth in these cases?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Tom, will you state your name, tell us by whom you're employed and what capacity, and give us your business address, please.
My name is Tom Cirola. I'm employed as a regional land manager with Whiting Petroleum Corporation, 1700 Broadway, Suite 2300, Denver, Colorado, 80290.
And you previously had an opportunity to testify before the commission as an expert in land matters, is that correct?
Yes.
And have you also prepared certain exhibits you intend to sponsor?
Yes, I have.
I'll offer the further testimony as have an expert.
Motion granted.
Tom, let's turn to exhibit number one in the packet and tell us what you're showing on exhibit one, please.
Exhibit one is shown in yellow, seven townships in Stark County, which are part of the cases that we're hearing right now.
Okay, and then let's go on to exhibit two and tell us what you're showing on exhibit two.
On exhibit two, you'll see shown in purple and are three separate areas relating to the cases that we're hearing. Also, in the individual 1280s, which are delineated, are the approximate working interests of Whiting that are plainly stated.
Okay, and Tom, with respect to the six spacing units up in the kind of northeast corner, those we're asking to be established as spacing units since they're adjacent to an existing field, the Dutch Henry Butte Bakken Pool. Is it correct that in each of those spacing units there are separately owned tracts and separately owned interests within tracts?
That is correct.
And is it also true that there is no voluntary pooling agreement covering all interests within those six proposed spacing units?
That is true.
And
excuse me, John, there are seven units.
Seven. Okay, I'm sorry. All right. I just miscounted. Okay, we got it. And with that, I have no further questions of the land witness.
Staff questions?
Tom, on some of these interests, this is Bruce Hicks, on some of these interests where you do not own greater than 50%, will you be working with other working interest owners to see who will be operator?
Yes, we would. If there was an instance where we weren't the majority owner, we would discuss the operations.
Thank you.
Mr. Skinner, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Do you promise to tell the truth in these cases?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
All right, will you state your name, tell us by whom you're employed, in what capacity, give us your business address, please.
My name is Orion Skinner. I'm a senior geologist for Whiting Petroleum Corporation, 1700 Broadway, Suite 2300, Denver, Colorado, 80290.
And you previously testified before this commission as an expert witness, is that correct?
That is correct.
And you've also prepared some geologic exhibits you're going to sponsor today?
That's correct.
I'll offer the further testimony. Is that an expert?
Motion granted.
Orion, let's turn to exhibit, exhibit 3, and tell us what you're showing on exhibit 3, please.
Exhibit 3 is a structure map on top of the Sanish Three Forks interval. The datum will have been identified on the following exhibit 4 on the cross section. The control set for this are shown in the blue diamonds. Most of our control out in this area is shallower, primarily Tyler, some Mission Canyon, Madison wells. The structure map was created from the Tyler control set and then interval isopack down to give us approximate structure for the Three Forks interval. There are several structural noses that run through here. The most notable one up in that northeast part of this exhibit that is oriented in a northwest to southeast orientation by that northeast block of 1280s that we're requesting under case 13020. One of the other differences here from in the past, we've drilled two wells to date. We've drilled the Kubis well over in 14099 section 1324 and the Froelich well, which is very near the middle point of that cross section AA prime, both of which are angled. In doing additional review of geologic data out here, we've uncovered additional evidence in the primarily Madison wells of both northwest and northeast oriented fractures. And at this point, we're probably leaning very heavily to going to a more of a true north-south orientation for these for the future wells in these various spacing units.
Okay, let's continue on with Exhibit 4.
Exhibit 4 is that cross-section AA prime. It is hung on top of the upper Bakken, which varies in thickness through this area. As we get towards the southern end of the prior exhibit, the upper Bakken shale thins up significantly, as shown on the right-hand log. This is representing the Bakken Petroleum System, which we believe incorporates everything from the False Bakken down into the upper portion of the Sanish Three Forks interval. But our specific target interval is within that top probably 15 to 20 feet of what we've identified as the Sanish Three Forks zone. It looks like I've got a little typo here in that center log, but that would be the Sanish Three Forks interval below that unconformity marker. As far as a petroleum system, we do have variable thickness out here, but depending upon the effectiveness of our frack, we believe that we will be accessing oil that may be everywhere from False Bakken to Scallion, Middle Bakken, and then into the Sanish Three Forks. And although we've got our target interval is in the Sanish Three Forks, we've made a more conservative estimate of the net reservoir out of this greater thickness to run our volumetrics and our economics on.
Okay, and with that, I don't have any further questions of the geologic witness.
Any staff questions? Is Mr. Needs on the phone?
Chris, are you there?
I am.
Do you promise to tell the truth in these cases?
I do.
Thank you.
Chris, would you state your name, spell your last name for the record, tell us by whom you're employed in what capacity, and give us your business address, please.
Sure. My name is Christopher Needs. Last name is N as in Nancy, I-E, D as in dog, Z as in zebra. I'm an operations engineer for Whiting Petroleum Corporation. and my business address is 1700 Broadway, Suite 2300, Denver, Colorado, 80290.
And have you previously had an opportunity to testify before the commission as an expert witness?
I have not.
So can you briefly review your educational professional background?
Sure. I graduated from Penn State University with a Bachelor's of Science in Petroleum and Natural Gas Engineering. I'm a registered professional engineer in the state of Texas, and I've got over 10 years of industry experience.
And you prepared an engineering exhibit you're going to sponsor today, is that correct?
Or not? I have.
I'll offer the further testimony. Is that an expert?
Motion granted.
Chris, let's turn to Exhibit 5 and tell us what you're showing on Exhibit 5, please.
Sure. In summary of the exhibit, we're estimating 35 feet of net pay within the Bakken pool, and we're estimating that pay to have 4.5% porosity with 25% water saturation, an oil formation volume factor of 1.2, and a GOR of 850 standard cubic feet per stock tank barrel. Those parameters give us an original oil in place on 1,280 acres of 9.775 million barrels of oil. We're estimating 5.1% recovery for an estimated ultimate recovery of 500,000 barrels of oil.
Okay, and then what do you show on Exhibit 6, please?
Sure. Exhibit 6 is a summary of our economic findings estimating initial production rate of 600 barrels of oil per day and 480 1,000 cubic feet per day, with a $6 million capital initial investment. Our undiscounted net present value works up to $17.8 million with an undiscounted return on investment of 4-to-1 and a payout in 1.95 years.
Chris, in your opinion, will the 1,280-acre spacing or drilling units you're requesting in this area allow you to drill wells that will protect crawler rights, prevent waste, and prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells?
Yes.
I have no further questions of the engineer. We'd offer the exhibits.
Exhibits are received. Any questions from the staff?
Chris, Orion alluded to the fact that you would drill these wells in a north-south direction in an idealized situation. Where approximately would that well bore be located?
In an ideal situation, it would be roughly 2,000 feet from the west line or east line, and the normal offset is 200 feet from the north or south line.
Thank you.
This is Bruce Hicks. I've got a question for Orion. Could you tell us how you would propose to define the Bakken pool in this area?
I think we handled that in the previous hearing in this area, Bruce, as to, I can't remember, I think we went 150 feet below the Bakken and 100 feet above the Bakken, I believe, but that definition should have been addressed in our prior hearing that was covered by Order 14381. But we asked for a definition that would incorporate the Bakken Petroleum System, which would essentially be the top of the false Bakken down to that and a little bit below that basal marker or that basal correlation line that's shown on this existing cross section.
Says, for purposes of this order, the Bakken pool is defined as that accumulation of oil and gas found in the interval from 100 feet above the top of the Bakken formation to 100 feet below the top of the Three Forks formation. Would that suffice?
I believe that will cover everything that we foresee at this point, Bruce.
Okay, thank you.
Any further questions? Anything further in the cases, Mr. Morrison?
Nothing further in 13,018 through 13,021.
That concludes the hearing in those cases.